InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are entering the 193rd day of the Trump administration, the third Trump administration. He really won the second round as well. It's Friday, August 1st, 2025, and InfoWars is still here, despite the Democrat Party and Paul Weiss and all their big law firms fighting like the devil to shut us down. They're going to be in Texas state court trying to get us closed with a receiver on the 13th, so 12 days from now, and we're fighting them there and in federal court. And again, people all over the place, someone's been on the street, happened last night, twice, at a restaurant, out of a restaurant of probably only 60 people in there. Two different families members said, oh, a bunch of other people came over and said hi. I got mobbed, showing how popular freedom is. Not bragging, it's just a good indicator. I mean, I think basically the whole restaurant came over. It was ridiculous. Waitresses, waiters, you know, managers, that was kind of a photo line. But I had two different families come over that said, oh, congratulations, beating their attempts to close you. And I just said, okay, thank you, because I was going to get into the whole story with them. And if they're able to shut us down, which they're very close to doing, people are going to go, what? After they heard about all of, you know, the fake auctions they got caught in and all the times they tried to close us without court orders. And we may get a reprieve this time, and the judge may finally override the Democrats who've been trying to block the sale to a real company that'll keep us on air. They say, we don't want money, Your Honor. We want him closed. Then they run around the news saying, he won't give us money, when I don't have any money, and they know that damn well. Well, we found an expedition truck worth $20,000. Yeah, that I gave him 2+ years ago. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But I didn't mean to get into me today. It's just that it's so emblematic of how this is a long-term fight. We have a massive broadcast for you lined up today. So many incredible clips, so many amazing developments, the good, the bad, the ugly. I was already going to really focus heavily on AI today. You want the real DL on it, you're going to get it. And I'm frustrated by how many other people flounder around not really understanding what it is. But more and more, even top analysts and scientists and others are saying, AI experts, no, it basically is the Antichrist. Whether you believe in God or not, that's what it's going to set up, that system. Well, of course. now we've got, you know, Wall Street Journal, New York Times headlines, AI experts believe will extinct humanity. It's a consensus. It's going to kill us. Wow, great. Let's keep building as fast as possible. And then we've got shock video. YouTuber gets ChatGPT to admit it's being used by elites who usher in the Antichrist system. It's kind of like God warned us about this. Again, I'm not against technology. It's the way it's been deployed, what it's been set up to do, the design of it. It's not designed to empower humanity. It's designed to replace us by the very process of, we won't know how to do anything anymore. Drive a car, cook food, farm. It's like, well, you'll just dance around and have fun. But the very same people deploying it this way have said they want to get rid of almost all of us. So my frustration is, this is cut and dry. I've been talking about this for 31 years. I grew up around a bunch of very informed, smart people. And they were all telling me, I mean, I was 5 years old. And C.W. Hammond, my grandfather, would hold court at the kitchen table every time I was there in Austin, visiting from Dallas, for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And there'd be all these eccentric, you know, people calling up on the phone and talking to him about it. And, you know, I mean, like the Dallas Cowboy coach, Tom Landry, I mean, on and on and on. I'm just saying, and my other grandfather was the same. Just, so, I mean, to me, it's like this is all known. And now people are just starting to figure it out right when it's about to hit us between the eyes. That's coming up, too. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AuctionStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and recount it for what you are about to receive, my friends. There's a big difference between migrants and pioneers and settlers. We're talking about that some today amongst all the myriad of other incredibly important, exciting issues. All right, let me tell you what we got on the plate and obviously all the important news as it breaks. Stocks tumble after Trump unveils sweeping new tariffs. No, they tumbled because the new jobs numbers came out. They were lower than expected, and they revised the last 3 months of jobs lower than what was first reported. It's not totally fake like Biden would do, where 90% of it was fake, but they revised it 20, 30%. And Trump has now gone into meltdown mode over this, and he's got a whole bunch of different Fed governors and two of the most important demanding that Jerome Powell lower rates. Since the early 90s, they've never had Fed governors challenge another governor. But the New York governorship is the actual private corporate board, and it can only be overridden by Congress repealing the Federal Reserve Act. So Trump's asking the other Fed governors to force Powell to do it. And I've studied this deeply, but I'm gonna check a little more and see if they can override him. I don't believe they can. So we're going to be getting into all of that here today. Also, without even looking for it, and the reason I make that point a lot is I'm not like digging around for this. It's all over everywhere. Top Democrat strategist, Kamala Harris, all of them saying, we don't know what to do. We have the lowest polls in our history. We're not raising any campaign money. Everybody's turning on us. We're in free fall. And it's the same thing for leftist globalist parties around the world. So the good news is whatever Trump ends up doing, and overall I think he's doing a great job, this awakening is here to stay and is just getting more intense. And that ties into what Democrats should do. They should leave their party. They should reform themselves. And that's why Chris Cuomo has come out, joining Bill Maher and everybody else, going, oh, I'm not really a Democrat anymore, and everything I ever said was wrong because I'm an idiot. No, Fredo, you're a mercenary. And now you know that no one is going to watch you if you don't basically become Alex Jones. But if you actually watch his so-called reforms, he's still there slipping globalist talking points in, and he is crying, oh, I'm a dummy. Basically everything I ever stood for was wrong. I'm a dummy. And everyone's congratulating him. Dinesh D'Souza, who I like a lot, is, oh, how big of you. No. This scallywag is just indicative and emblematic of the smarter Democrat leftist globalist operatives that are now trying to change their spots. Well, leopards don't change their spots. So I don't trust Chris Cuomo or his evil brother. And I remember what they did to us and followed the globalist orders. And now it's completely blown up in their face. And the same thing with their counterparts around the world. But that all ties together. I'm going to hit that. We've got Trump's attacks on Jerome Powell. We'll get more into that. Trump has also announced his new digital health ecosystem in partnership with big tech companies. Is that good or bad? I'll give you my breakdown on it. Also, Mel Gibson has done an excellent job, as he's always doing, speaking out in the fire-ravaged areas of the Palisades where, as predicted, they won't let people rebuild. They're trying to kick everybody out. And he's taking control of an emergency and made it a UN 50-minute city, as we said they would, just like Maui. And Mel Gibson is saying it's time to take the gloves off. Everybody's shouting, Mel for governor. Boy, that's an idea. But what we need is prosecution of Newsom and his cohorts for bare minimum criminal negligence. Cut and dry. So we'll be looking at that. But it really is insane how when those fires happened in January, and they were totally staged, and all the environment was set up for it, and they had leftists caught by the hunters running around, adding to it, burning everything down, that we totally nailed what would happen. He declared an emergency, he'd steal the aid money, he'd bring in 15-minute city, all of his buddy developers. Because we already knew their plan, and we'd already predicted they'd probably hit Palisades next after Maui, which, by the way, they've let nobody back in to Lahaina. So this is a formula. So I didn't predict what was going to happen. It's not predicting it when it's already known. This is how they engage in administrative terrorism. So that's coming up. Also, there's just a full rollout of mRNA vaccines and dental floss. They're not even vaccines, folks. They're genetic reengineering. Also, Bill Gates has gotten authorization to spray RNA all over crops. I mean, this is just cuckoo town. And a lot of this was already in the regulatory pike to be approved, so it's just going in. Kennedy's saying he's going to reverse it all. And then he's got to deal with his own staff that then stab him in the back and auto pen stuff, then he has to reverse that. I mean, it is just incredible. Remember a few months ago, before they had their big split, what Elon said on Rogan. He said, look, we put Trump in there as the captain of the ship, but half the crew is mutinous. So I'm surprised Trump's gotten as much done as he has gotten done. Also, I see these type of videos every day. And most of the time, there's so much other really important news, I don't get to it. But I could show you every day 50 new videos in Europe of Muslims stabbing, shooting, running over, raping, attacking Europeans because they're European. Stabbing babies in baby strollers is their favorite thing. Going on buses and stabbing a bunch of school kids is their next favorite thing. It's just, they love us so much. They're so sweet. And on top of that, I could show you 20 or 30 new videos a day of white people, because they're white, being beat up by black people. And when I occasionally do show one of these, like I did last week with the Cincinnati clips, I got attacked by a lot of people in the media. You know, oh, these are edited videos, and the white people started it. And then the police chief says, yes, it's the media's fault, but now they've arrested five people. And now they've released all the full footage, and it's worse than we even said. It isn't about demonizing black people, because most black people don't act like this. It is about the corporate media in Europe, in Australia, in the United States, all over the West, Canada, promoting that white people are inherently bad, inherently evil, in the colleges, in the schools, in the media, And then when white people get targeted by racist gangs of different groups, the media then tries to cover it up because they want to continue this phenomenon. It needs to be decried. It needs to be pointed out that it's 15 to 1 on average black on white crime. Instead, we get the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, FBI's fake numbers got proven fake. The heir apparent to be the new mayor of Minnesota. I mean, he's won the Democrat primary, so he's going to be the mayor, who just constantly says white people are vicious and evil and horrible, and they commit most of the crime, and they're terrorists, and Homeland Security says so, and that's just not true. So when I cover this, it's not with pleasure to try to make black people in general look bad. It is because white people are being framed everywhere we live, the little 7% of us on the planet, that means my children, that we're the source of evil, and we're the bad people, and we commit all the crime, and that we're out doing all this, and then it's not true, and it's basically the opposite. I mean, remember when there was record-level black-on-Asian stuff happening in New York? The Soros groups funded a thing saying there's an epidemic of white-on-Asian crime? Basically doesn't even exist. I mean, I can show you hours and hours and hours of white people just sitting on benches, being hit over the head with baseball bats. White people being thrown in front of trains for no reason. I can show you 30 new videos today of high school students and college students. And yeah, the neighbors, you know, hear the neighbor going crazy. You know, they know her, they like her, they care about her. She hadn't been out in 3 days. They do a well check. The Asian cop goes to the door, knocks, and a former professional basketball player, black woman, comes charging out with a butcher knife, stabbing him in the face, in the neck. He shoots her, and then they run headlines, white cop shoots unarmed black woman for a few weeks. Then they release the tape. It's not a white cop. She's not unarmed. But I mean, this is what I'm talking about. There's not even a white person involved in this, and we get blamed. So, no, white people are being attacked and demonized physically and in the media. We're being told by colleges you're not even allowed to apply if you're a white male. White males have the lowest level now of enrollment in college because they're just not welcome. And you have the media hyping to black people that they're under attack and white people are all secretly in the KKK. And then you get a minority of black people that actually believes that. And the new Black Panther Party saying, go out and mug and rob in the white areas. How about you don't go mug and rob anywhere? And then and just imagine if you had these events every day. And there were roving groups of white people just randomly beating up black people, it would be the end of the world. There'd be burning cities. You get one questionable thing, George Floyd, millions of dollars, dozens get killed. Because the media and the culture are so hungry to make it true that white people are just these vicious, foaming at the mouth, satanic demons. So let me hit that first. Then we get into the Democrats, free fall, and there's so much more, but I've mentioned what's coming up. I'm going to start drilling in now. So, and remember, all of us are having geoengineering chemicals sprayed on us on record. All of us, they're targeting with the 5G and the AI takeover and the carbon taxes, and they're targeting all our boys and girls for transgender sterilization. We're all being targeted by the poison shots. We're all being hit by the inflation. We're all being targeted for depopulation. And it's divide and conquer by the establishment, by the media, by the system, to have us all at each other's throats so we can have no cohesion to stand together against them. And so most people in the independent media that's now bigger than the corporate media. Just know it's a hot topic, and you know they're sick of whites being attacked. They know the statistics, so they show it every time there's an example. There are whole shows that are popular every day that just show the dozens of new events a day. When I cover it, I give people full picture of what's really going on so we can come together and also repudiate this and say this is wrong. And this whole George Floyd, white people should bow down to black people, that is all saying bow down to Soros, who holds Black Lives Matter out as if they speak for black people. And then whites are told, bow down to the black people. Really, you're bowing down to George Soros. And then you read the planks of Black Lives Matter. Convince black men to become transgender is one of their main things. Convince black women to have abortions. Does that sound like your friend? And I've been in New York off and on for business the last few years. Literally, you go in stores, restaurants, everywhere, almost all the black males that have been hired talk and act like a woman. And so that's a real push. It's absolutely insane. So we need to stop it. High school football player savagely assaulted by three teammates at a Christian summer camp in South Carolina. And there's footage of all of it. We'll play in a moment. And he comes out of the showers. Three black teammates follow him into the dorm room and then beat the hell out of him. Now, again, this is going on constantly. And this didn't just start. This was going on when I grew up in Dallas. There was a lot of fighting, period, too, but people were very tribal. And, I mean, if you pulled up the wrong bonfire or whatever, and it was, you know, the rednecks, and I was pretty redneck myself, they would be like, just, they'd start a fight as well. So I mainly fought blacks and then rednecks, and I fought a lot of them. But, because I wouldn't, I'd put them start a fight with me, I was like, all right, let's go ahead and do it. But, and I mean hospitalizations, I've been in the hospital, couldn't see for 3 days with a concussion so bad. I mean, I didn't win all these fights, just so you know. But the point is, I did win almost all of them, but the kind of fight where you wish you wouldn't have had it because your vision's blurred, you can hardly walk. Yeah, the other guy's in a coma, but that's still not good. Should have never happened. But this is going on, but now it is predominantly white kids on average are not tough just like 20, 30, 40 years ago. And people know most white kids are just going to get in a fetal position and you just beat the hell out of them. And so it's just easy targets, and it, you know, it's sad, but if white kids were not known to be so weak, this would not be happening as bad. But people know that you can go into California and rob any store you want. You don't get in trouble. People know you can do home invasions. You're probably not going to get blasted. The cops know if they shoot somebody, even though it's a good shooting, and they happen to not be white, the Soros DA is going to indict the cop. So the cops stop doing their job, and crime explodes. This is how you break down society. And again, I'm sure they're going to try to spin this and say the white kid deserved it. I mean, and I can show you like 10, 15, 20 more videos just of this stuff today. Would you like me to? Just, you know, new stuff. And so on X and everywhere else, you know, see the complaints. Oh, you're a racist, blah, blah, blah. You don't even watch the video when I say. And mainly, it's mainly liberals and whites. You'll see, you're a racist. You'll see like black guys going, no, actually, Alex got a point. He needs to stop. I've actually seen the black folks agree with me more than the white liberals. You think it's good for black people to have the media saying it's open season on white people and the majority of black folks aren't like this and don't hate white people? And imagine how it makes them feel to know there's a highly aggressive minority of black males that think it's open season on white people. All right, here's the clip of the white kid getting beat up.
I gave him 35.
Nah.
No, no, no.
I ain't gonna hit you. That ain't how I like that.
I originally bought it.
That's the thing. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Don't break me. Nah, I'm gonna fuck you up.
No, I'm gonna fuck you up. Like, straight up. Because
you know what you did. You just
pulled
up because
you're scared. I gotta get in here.
Now, if people sucker punch me when I was 16, A, wouldn't knock me out most of the time, and B, next, I'm going to grab your head and bang it in the concrete till you're dead. And people have to turn on their killer instincts when you get attacked. I don't care if you're black or you're white. Somebody tries to do that to you, you need to break their head open on the ground. And you're a lot stronger than you know, folks. You tell yourself to kill somebody, they're going to probably die. That's the whole point of this. And people need to start getting the fear of God in them, that they just can't push people onto railroad tracks and knock old ladies out and all the rest of it. It's seen as something cool. It's seen as something fun. And it is creating a super anti-black racism in white people. And it's creating a super anti-African anti-Muslim sentiment in Europe. And then you ask, well, why are they bringing in mainly military-age men and giving them free reign to do this? In most cities in Europe, 80% of the crime, violent crime, is wonderful third world men, young men. And again, because it's going to break down society, there'll be an AI, which they're already rolling out, face-scanning police state in response to this down the road, and you're already seeing it. So all this greenlighting, attacking white people and not giving white people jobs and all the rest of it is having the desired effect by the globalist social engineers. And I am actually criticized by a lot of people out there that I'm a wimp. I need to just go ahead and hate all the black and brown people. And then the globalists win. We defend ourselves. We're proud of our culture. We call out the bad stuff. We call out who's behind it. The ADL and people like that are engineering all this. They're the real bad guys. Hollywood, the left, the Southern Poverty Law Center. And, there was footage this week of a bunch of bikers, white bikers, beating up a black guy at a bar for no reason. And that's just as despicable. And we played it, and I said, this is wrong. It makes me ashamed. But for every video like that, I can show you 100 the other way around. And that's the reality here. So it needs to stop. It needs to stop now. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with the Democrat Party in total insane free-for-all. Free-fall. They don't know what to do. Insane new footage of Biden, Harris, and Chris Cuomo crying and begging. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nothing moves. High noon. Black dollar rolling.
This is a major TheAlexShowStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexShowStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at TheAlexShowStore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP. And you can cancel with one click in your profile anytime. Go to TheAlexShowStore.com right now and get Ultramethylene Blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. power plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great, people love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. For the next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man.
Even
he lost some weight.
He
looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked. It's showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
A little bit later, but I want to just mention it now so I don't forget. It was very easy to predict what they're going to start claiming is being covered up in the Epstein files. Those are the files the Democrats wanted to leave there. And that it's Melania Trump was introduced to Trump by Epstein and was, you know, doing something. And of course, that's recycled lies. And now the Daily Beast has retracted the article. But I said weeks ago, look for that because I've just got them figured out. And I started also figuring out why Trump was so pissed off, even before he came out and said, it's the same hoaxers again. And then it makes him look really guilty, but the evidence is mounting as everything I predicted comes true, that Trump was not involved in anything illegal with Epstein. But if anything comes out, we'll cover it, but it's just getting a bunch of nothing burgers here. All right, now let's talk about the Democrats here. You have Biden running around in a gala screaming and yelling and acting totally insane and not knowing where he was at. We'll get to that in a moment. You have this ridiculous Kamala Harris finally came out of her cave, crawled out from under her sewer line, and said she doesn't know who the leader of the Democrat Party is, and she doesn't know what they're going to do. And you've got all these other Democrat strategists saying the same thing. Well, I know what the smarter ones are going to do. They're going to act like they're patriots, and they're going to tell us, you know, for now they're not Democrats. Bill Maher, Chris Cuomo, I mean, all of the smarter ones, and I'm not saying Fredo's that smart, but smart enough to know that the whole leftist globalist ideology is as popular as cancer. People really don't want to be associated with it. They really don't want to be around it. And then we have to understand, as populists, as common sensers, not just here but around the world, it's ours to lose. Because our populist movement is winning everywhere, in culture, in government, in academia, everywhere. But we have to continue to press through, and with the economic pain that was already unfolding under the system, we have to understand that there's going to be some pain getting out of this, and not let them somehow convince us that the path they were taking us down is actually the right path, and get us to stop from turning around and getting away from it, go back towards it. And if we just stay vocal and keep pointing out the facts as they unfold, we're going to win. But that's why they need the censorship, and it's not going away. And Tulsi Gabbard has come out and talked about it yesterday, that all the big Democrat think tank NGOs, intelligence agency groups that are involved in censorship are still there and are still doing it. Well, that's what I can tell you. The Democrat Party law firms attacking me haven't let up. They've intensified. They haven't let up coming after Trump's family or coming after Mike Lindell or just everybody. So, yeah, we're winning the war. We've turned the tide. But so many people, just like in 2016, 2017, just said, everything's fine. It's $8 trillion D chess, and everything is going to be wonderful. And just, we don't have to do anything but sit back with popcorn, and we're going to win. No, that's not how history's ever worked, and it's not how it's going to work now. So if we decide we've already won, and we don't understand we have all these giant challenges, not just leftist ideology, but the whole technocracy behind it and the AI and this whole anti-human move, then we are going to be entering a time of very tumultuous, dangerous change that is going to make all the social disruption and poverty and crime and problems we've experienced in the last few decades look like the good old days. And that's coming up on the AI News next hour, big deep dive. But here is Biden, not knowing where he is screaming about Trump at a gala, and then we'll go right in to Kamala Harris, who's decided not to run for governor. And we got a clip of Trump. She can't speak. She can't talk. She can't do an interview. Trump responds to Kamala Harris' decision not to run for California governor. Trolls her upcoming memoir. The woman is a obvious benzo and alcohol addict, and that's the word from our sources. Same type of sources that told us Hillary was having convulsions on a bunch of tranquilizers, screaming, yelling, throwing things at people, then being euphoric. Told you all that 9 years ago, and now it's all been declassified, CIA reports. And the word on Harris is out of her mind on benzos for decades, out of her mind on vodka, and it's the same intel on Newsom is a complete drunk. Now, I've certainly drunk some too much here and there in my career as well. So I'm not, you know, the point is these people are out of control. By the way, I've essentially stopped drinking for the last year with my Nick Fuentes debate. I was extremely exhausted. I've been up since 5 a.m. I'm like a fat person at a buffet, though. I just want to stay on air constantly. And by the third hour, as I talked an hour before it came on, I was just asleep in my chair because the crew bought deep dish pizza that I ate a bunch of during a break. So that was the old thing when they asked me why I couldn't remember the name of one of my kids' teachers. It wasn't I couldn't remember the name of my kids in that court battle with my ex-wife. And I had come back during deposition from a from the Texas Chili Parlor. Talk about a great dive restaurant. Mm. And I did have the enchilada, spicy chili plate, cheese enchiladas with chili con carne, large bowl of hot chili. And I went all whole hog back then. I also had their macaroni and cheese. Okay, I'm really getting hungry now. And I was drunk on food. But little side issue, sorry. So that was what was happening on the debate night. But you can see I'm pretty cogent the first hour, and I'm going, because it was CP time. But I digress. So here are the Democrats in total disarray, but the smarter ones are doing what Cuomo is doing, saying, I'm your friend. I'm sorry. I was wrong about everything. No, you weren't wrong. You were given a script by the predator globalist, just like your brother and the rest of you. And you famously, you know, said basically lock people in their houses, fire people that didn't take poison shots. Your brother is the grand champion of implementing the COVID operations to lock people away from their families and get $53,000 per person that you know that got killed on the ventilator. So Cuomo's trying to do a facelift just like Governor Newsom, and I put him in the American Psycho Patrick Bateman category. So let's air these clips right now.
Joe Biden, there he is. Ben, hold on with us for just a second here. Let's listen to the applause.
And he brought his granddaughters to celebrate with him. Please be seated.
Okay, so you're going to be watching Biden's remarks in full here. We still have Ben Jacobs on the horn here. Biden accompanied, I believe, by one of his grandchildren, Finnegan Biden. And I think that was his daughter.
You're not running for office right now. Yeah. You're stepping away from that life right now. Who's leading the Democratic Party? I'm just curious.
There are lots of leaders. And
there's generally a leader of the Democratic Party. You know, like, oh, that's the leader of the Democratic Party. And who comes to mind?
I think there are a lot of, I'm not going to go through names because then I'm going to leave somebody out and then I'm going to hear about it. But let me say this. I think it is a mistake for us who want to figure out how to get out and through this and get out of it to put it on the shoulders of any one person. It's really on all of our shoulders. It really is.
Madam Vice President, thank you so much for being
here. Good to be with you, Steve.
The book.
You.
Mr. President, Kamala Harris, as you know, is not running for governor of California. She's not going to do it. What do you see in her political future, sir?
Well, she can't speak. She can't talk. She can't do an interview. I thought it was a very strange campaign that we had. But, you know, I had two of them. We were up by like this massive number of points on Biden, and they said, let's change to Kamala. Nobody knew who Kamala was. Nobody knew her last name, Harris. They said, we're going to get Vice President Harris. Everyone said, who the hell is Harris? They only knew her by the first name. But no, I thought she was a terrible candidate. Look, don't forget, she didn't really get the nomination. I mean, that whole nomination was strange. She was the first one out. You know, she took a good amount of points with her when she announced, but nobody knew her. Once they got to know her, she dropped out very shortly after she started. And she started with a pretty good, you know, she was like in second or third place. But I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't call her a skilled politician. Would you?
She's also coming out with a book. Any plans to buy it?
I don't know. I think I'm going to buy it. I'd love to see it. No. I'd find it. Look, I find everything in politics interesting. I sort of enjoy politics. She wasn't a skilled person. You know, you have skilled politicians, really skilled politicians, and then you have some that aren't. And she was put in a very tough position, I think. She did have a 6-week honeymoon. They were told me, the pros said, you know what? She's going to have a 6-week. And she did. She was like untouchable in terms of everybody thought great. But she didn't do any interviews or anything, which was strange. Not even friendly interviews with friendly reporters like her right there, a really friendly reporter. And you know what happened? People said, what's wrong with her? Why isn't she doing? She made a mistake. She should have done interviews. She didn't run a great campaign, but we beat Biden, and then we had to beat. Nobody's beaten two. I had to beat two. That's like Dana White. The great Dana White has a fight, and he has a fighter that's getting the hell knocked out of him. They say, well, let's take him out and put somebody else in. Didn't seem fair to me at the time, but where are we? We're in the White House. So, I mean, you know, so it worked out.
It sure did. And the fact that they thought they could do that, I mean, it was totally illegal switching out Biden, all of it, but it was illegal because they stole the election for Biden. And by the way, Tulsi Gabbard's come out and said, oh, they got documents about the feds involved stealing the 2020 election. I told you that the investigations are going to be into Mar-a-Lago raid, into 2020 election fraud, helping the Chinese ship in the ballots, because I was told that by people in the Justice Department. Kind of a big thing we broke on Crossfire Hurricane a few months ago. Now it's there. That's a whole other subject. Are they actually going to indict people? I saw Owen Schroyer yesterday. I agree with about 90% of the time. So I'm not criticizing him. And he was just like, none of this is new. They're not going to indict anybody. We already knew about Crossfire Hurricane and how they were spying on everybody and how they tried to overthrow the election. Yeah, we knew that. We had a lot of proof and we got targeted by it. But now they've released the smoking gun documents more and more and more. So no, this is new. And you've got an intensity of Trump's cabinet and people demanding that these people be indicted and arrested. And you got Jonathan Turley, who is a very good legal scholar, who in the past did not believe we would see indictments in the first administration because Trump didn't have the people to do it. Now the proof is overwhelming. He says that Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Hillary are not out of the woods, folks. And the word is they intend to indict them. Now, we'll see if that actually happens, but I think there's a better chance of it now than there was before. Remember, I'm the guy 8 years ago saying I'm sick of hearing about Gitmo and Hillary's really in Gitmo and they're all going to be arrested and, you know, JFK Jr. is going to come back at Dealey Plaza and all that lunatic asylum stuff. No, now we got a chance and we got to hold the administration's feet to the fire. Trump's doing it too. He wants it. He knows what they're going to do if they don't go to prison once he's out of office. New evidence uncovers Obama directed creation of false intelligence report used to launch years-long coup to undermine President Trump and the American people. Yep, that's the type of stuff that's been coming out in the last few weeks. We got a lot more on that with Tulsi Gabbard, Director of Office of National Intelligence, with Jonathan Turley, and more. But now, let's get to Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo has been doing his apology tour on Patrick McDavid Show and Piers Morgan, all of them, saying, I'm really more of a conservative now. I don't really like the Democrats now. And you've had Joy Reid saying that. You got Bill Maher saying he's best buddies with Trump now. And that's because we've won the culture war. We're winning. It's what they're selling was always super unpopular. They tried to gaslight us into believing it and use election fraud to make it actually look like it had a mandate. So this thing is crumbling. I mean, you've got the UN saying transgenderism is targeting women and should be, you know, restricted and shouldn't target kids. You've got Trump with executive orders stopping men and girls sports and cutting all the funding to the hospitals, cutting little kids' genitals off. I mean, we're getting real traction here. But when somebody like Chris Cuomo comes along and says, make people take shots, lock them in their houses. If your 11-year-old daughter doesn't like a man, a biological man, the showers at her school, she's a bigot. Remember all that? Him and his family have done so much bad that I just want to say, none of us should trust Chris Cuomo. None of us should say, oh, what a nice thing. He started crying. I'll play the clip in a moment and said, you know, he just is basically wrong about everything. And then has callers on, oh, I used to be a Democrat. I like Trump now. That's all fine and dandy. And I think the caller is probably real. But he knows which way the wind blows. As far as I'm concerned, his brother needs to be in prison for what he did with the COVID. One of the worst people in the world, the way he implemented it. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't know how anybody would listen to Chris Cuomo or anything he says, ever. So here he is.
Stuck in traffic. I'm remembering right now. Wow. I'm wrong a lot. We don't like to say it. We don't like to admit it. We really don't like to correct it. But that is how you grow and you get to a better place. And it is such a precious commodity right now. I've been wrong. I've been wrong about political issues. I've been wrong about people. I've been wrong about myself. I've been wrong about my responsibilities. I've been wrong about my opinions, my tastes, my choices. I've been wrong. And that's okay. Hopefully you learn. Hopefully when you're wrong, you get to a better place. If you do the work, unless you stubbornly hold on, and that's where so much of us are stuck. It's not just being wrong, it's refusing to learn what's right. I've been wrong. Have you been wrong? If you say no, you're wrong.
I'm not too proud to say that I am wrong about Trump. I'm a proud Democrat.
How so?
And he's done a lot of things. Immigration. I'm happy about what's mm-hmm. happening with immigration. I thought mm-hmm. the stock market would tank, and I'm pretty happy with my 401k. There's a mm-hmm. few things that I just thought things would go wrong, and I'm very happy.
Well, that is big of you to say. It'll probably lose you some friends in this polarized environment that we're in right now. But there's nothing wrong with being happy with results, no matter who gives them to you. Right? So I appreciate your candor. Next.
And you know what? A lot of calls saying the exact same thing. And the sad part is that she feels that she can't say it, you know?
And that's the sentiment I get everywhere. I was in Target, not this weekend, but the weekend before, to get some underwear. And I had at least three groups of people come up to me, of the other groups that came up, and it was all three times younger liberal couples, man, woman. Oh, we want to get a picture with you, Alex. We apologize. You were right about all this. What was done to you was wrong. We know Trump's good now. And, you know, they kind of had the liberal demeanor and the liberal look and everything. I was like, wow. So it's intense, folks. This is a big deal. And you see the call screener saying, yeah, this is basically what we're getting. So for those of us who have been hyper awake and knows the grindstone and know what's going on, we can be mad at Trump and say things aren't moving quick enough, but this is delayed action. For people that weren't politically savvy and basically blind and deaf to the reality, who are starting to get some sight and some sound and understanding, this is a big awakening. And again, it's not just here. It's all over the planet. The demographics, the numbers, the awakening. This is huge. This is exciting. So as much negative news as there is, as much bad stuff we've got to face that we'll expose and work together to fix, we should be very thankful for God, to God, for a lot of the great things that are happening in society and the world. And that's why it's so important for those of you that are really informed to understand the bad guys want to shut this show down and get us off the air, because this is a focal point of all of our reporters, our guests, our callers, the fact that we go get old clips of what they did in the past, what they do now, the fact that we know their formulas of control, the fact that we're 10 steps ahead of them. We're running circles around the globalists right now. And this broadcast is recognized by the bad guys and the good guys as very accurate and very effective at stopping their agenda. And that's because of your support. So remember, share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X and follow us there and at AJN Live. Share the feed from Infowars.com/show. Tell people about the local radio station you listen to. Tell those you share it with to tell them to share it. And that creates the chain reaction that is so key. You are everything. This broadcast would have no push, no amplification, almost no effect if it wasn't for you. You are everything. Word of mouth is king. That means you're king. You're in the driver's seat. You're in command. You've got ARC shared destiny in your lap. But you've got to understand how critical you are. Now, funding this operation is critical. We are operating right on the edge of the black. I am spending so much time trying to raise funds. I'm not complaining, but I'd rather be covering news and analysis and adding more shows, which we've done, and broadcast. I need your support. And to do that, I bring you the very best products. So we have a massive sale. Everything at thealexjonesstore.com. You can buy any of the supplements, buy one, get one free. Any of the t-shirts, any of the ball caps, all of it is buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. The only catch is you've got to be a VIP. Just like if you're a member of Amazon, everybody basically is Amazon Prime, you get such better deals. The same thing here. $30 a month you spend in the store, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Bigger, everything's discounted. Special sales, special offers just to you delivered in your email. So you can be a subscriber, $30 a month, cancel any time, and get a lot better deals. And it forms a relationship between us and reminds you that there's stuff there in the store and new products coming in all the time. And really, it's just a way of marking it on the calendar to become a regular supporter of the store if there's things you like in there. So all I'm asking listeners for is this. Commit to spend $30 a month at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit to take the supplements and see how great they are. The Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force, Cardiovascular, Heart Health, Spike Detox. We got the great natural fat burning formula that's excellent. There's so many other great products there. Great probiotics, great prebiotics, great gut cleanse. They're just amazing. We got the very best turmeric. It's all there. And just commit. It's a light commitment because you can cancel any time for free and get all these great deals and form that relationship with us that so many people have done, but only a tiny percentage of the listeners. I need you to get in the game. I need you to commit to thealexjonesstore.com that I don't own, that the bad guys, if they shut down InfoWars and all the stuff with me, cannot shut down and will be our key sponsor into the future with the Alex Jones Network back up and more that's being built. I'll leave it at that. I need your support. Our sponsor needs your support. Get the methylene blue. You've heard the rave reviews. You will not be disappointed. This is hands down the one you've got to try first. If you haven't, get off the fence now. Buy one bottle, get a bottle free of ultramethylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. Historians have pointed it out for thousands of years. Most people, when history is happening right in front of them, don't realize it until later. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has changed the world. You are the InfoWar. You're the eyes and ears. You're the reason we're on the air. You're the reason we're having so much success. And the bad guys hate InfoWars above all other independent populist media. So we want to keep us on the air and take part in history. We have a limited edition, murdered out InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you can get all the other apparel for way lower prices. We've got a big deal going right now where you buy one, you get one free if you're a VIP. That's incredible for the supplements as well. But with this shirt, we've marked it up a bit for those of you that really want to support the InfoWar and get this limited edition shirt. So get your InfoWars limited edition murdered out shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a limited edition. Thanks for your support and thanks for being part of history.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue of my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.